The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. How are you? I'm glad you're here. I'm glad to be here too, by the way. And so I appreciate you guys tuning in to Tapping In every week. And I hope that I'm able to give you little tidbits of things that will help you through your week or help you through your day. A lot of times we got stuff going on, and I don't know if you guys have this going on or not, but I always did with going, I wonder if everybody else is feeling this. Is everybody else going through this too? You know, and then as I would talk to people all over America every day on the radio, I would then realize, and I would read you guys all over the place. I would realize that, you know, everybody sort of has similar things happening at the same time or on the same day. In other words, the energy on the planet is going through something that is allowing us all to sort of have the same sort of lesson learning experiences. And so that sounds really heavy. Lesson learning experiences. That's a heavy vibe, right? That's a real heavy vibe. Who needs to learn the damn lessons? I'm tired of learning lessons. And so it's much better though if you learn your lessons instead of live your lessons. And so if you meditate a lot and ask God for help and your angels, you'll be led into things that make some sense for you. And you won't have to learn so many lessons. Live so many lessons. There we are. Live so many lessons, but you get to learn lessons. And so it works out a whole lot better like that. And so I want to, who thinks they learned a lesson this week? Who learned a lesson? Raise your hand if you think you learned anything. Who learned a lesson? Anybody? Any of you guys learned a lesson? Like, oh my God.
William Demps.
Okay. All right. William. All right, William. What's your lesson? What's your lesson you learned?
You got it, Michelle?
Yep. All right.
Hey, buddy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Yeah. What was your lesson?
Oh, my God. It seems like everybody was in some sort of wormhole, but it was connected to each other, and it was trying to figure out what the pieces were. And then I guess my situation was that how can I overcome it and help them overcome it, if that makes sense?
That makes a lot of sense. That makes an awful lot of sense. And so I found myself in the same wormhole. And I was like trying to figure it out, and I would try to get the beat of it, and then I realized that I couldn't get the beat of it, but I had to back away. Many times when it's like that, I had to back away and see the bigger picture. And see, when I would back away and see the bigger picture, then I would get the beat. And then I was able to help everybody and tell them what was going on, and help myself. And so you found that true too? You found that?
I did, you know, and then I'm also going to be starting a new job this coming Wednesday. And it seems like for me, the further I stepped back and the more that I was just analytical instead of being emotional, things were just falling into place. And then other stuff was manifesting as well. So it's kind of like dealing with everything in a microwave.
Well, see, here's what I found. I found that, you know, a spiritually gifted folk can actually manifest faster than we can deal with what we manifested.
Yes.
And so when I look at you, I think you're manifesting, you know, heaps and gobs and plenty stuff. But it's like that. And so sometimes you actually manifest so fast that the beat and the pace is really fast. So this week I found myself manifesting present time. And that's where I think of something, someone, and then my phone rings. And it's them. And then I do it again. And then, you know, sometimes I work and I network with a lot of people doing a lot of things and projects. And as I was doing that this week, it was like I was working with Ruben this week, and he was like, damn, you can really do that. I mean, it was like, in other words, because I was going from person to person to person. Right. Yeah. You're here today. Yeah. What was that like? What was it like? To see that, what was that like?
Like Gary said, damn.
Yeah.
You know, because it's kind of unreal that you can do it one after the other, after the other, after the other. But I had that consciousness through my whole COVID dying experience thing. And now I've managed to get back to that high vibe and I can do that now. And so I'm doing a lot of things that are sort of pretty weird and pretty different. And I'm trying to master those paces. A lot of times the energy is rolling so fast that it's our little human pea brains have a hard time keeping up. And so that's what I found anyway with myself. And but you're in the zone. That feels good. Feels good.
Thanks.
Enjoy your
Yeah, I just
job.
needed a booster shot and just enjoying life. I'm just there's just so much activity going on.
Yeah. Well, you got to chill out and just look at the big picture. Here we are, and your big
Yeah.
picture is good. I just cleared off a bunch of dark junk, and now see, there you are. You had a bunch of residue around you from old stuff, and there it went. Got it. Look how you feel.
Appreciate it.
Good. There we go, buddy.
Thanks.
Hey, good
Love
luck.
you
Good
lots.
luck. You too. You too. You got hot right then. Feel how
I
hot?
did.
Wow. Yeah, really hot. There we go. That's God energy. And so I found myself going along this week and I would get really super hot. I would be like, I would be catching on fire. And I mean, like, my God. And I am like, I'm like, hey, God, we are human. I don't know if we catch on fire or not, but it feels like that. And so it was really so much light coming in. Crazy. Anyway. All right, that's cool. I think it's neat when you do notice these things, and we all have kind of go through the same thing. Christy Moore, what was your epiphany? You had an epiphany this week. You're shy to tell me about it, but what was your epiphany? I see an epiphany. What's that? Let's go to Christy Moore real quick.
I got her. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
Yes.
I got you.
Hi. I was afraid you were going to call on me because I have all these things going through my head.
Give me one.
Okay, well, today, for example, I was getting really annoyed by some people just on the road, their driving habits. And the next thing I know, I found myself doing the same thing. And I was like, wait, what is that? Like,
There
I have
you
to walk.
go. That is the biggest damn lesson that I've got recently. I will be going off about something that would be as silly as thinking you can control every driver on the road. That's pretty silly if you think about it. And then I would catch myself doing the same stupid thing that I thought was stupid. So
Yep.
and then I would like make jokes with Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does. Or I mean, I would be like, I would be making fun of myself, but it really was like that. I caught myself doing that and being caught up in it. And so as quick as you can do things like manifest a call or do this or do that or whatever it may be, you can also manifest your stupidness. And it shows up equally as fast. And so there you go. And so that's what I needed because, in other words, like if you manifest dumb stuff, or if you project those dumb thoughts out there, you actually get them to come right back in your face. And it's like, okay, I got it. I got it. I got it. You can stop with this. You don't have to continue. I got it. And once you say uncle, once you say I got it, it changes. And so that's the thing. And so, and again, this is going back to last week. I kept on talking about being wrong. Everybody's like so upset over being wrong and so much drama over being wrong. If you're wrong with something, realize you're wrong and then you're immediately right. And then the energy totally shifts and totally changes. And that's really hard for folks. That's really hard. But that is the lesson du jour. That is a big lesson du jour. And so I'm glad you said that. That was perfect.
Thank you. Can I ask you a
Perfect.
quick question?
Yeah.
Earlier this week, I don't know why all my everything happens when I'm driving, but that's when I'm most tuned in. I was having a lot of
It's
negative
because
thoughts,
you're
and I
you're
asked
drunk.
God.
It's because you're drunk. Oh, no, that's not it. No.
That's
I don't know.
our
Why?
secret, Gary.
Yeah, so
No, and so I asked God, can I have a gift to help clear all these negative thoughts that were the kind of intrusive? Like I don't know why I was thinking them. And I thought I saw like God breathe on me or into me. Is there a gift of God's breath? Is that a thing? Or what did I
there
see?
is, and I had the same gift this week. And it's there's a gift
Oh.
of there's a gift of angel's breath. There's a big God angel,
Okay.
that is a female angel, and I've never seen her before, actually, and so, but I woke up and I had had some sort of a crazy dream or something, And I was feeling kind of negative from this dream. And I don't usually dream anything negative, but it was like a weird dream, you know? And I was thinking, and then I kind of fell back asleep. And I woke up and I saw this female angel, and she poked her head out of the sky. And she just went, right? And if you wouldn't have said that, I would have not remembered it. Okay. But anyway, and so I just breathed on everybody then, and I got the, and she says, you now have the gift of the, and it gave you, it kind of gave you this beautiful light. And it's like that. She kind of looked like that. That's crazy. Yeah. The artist is copying off my paper. No, I
Beautiful.
don't know. But anyway, in that, it looked like that. And she poked her head through the sky, and she just simply breathed, you know, through the sky. And everything shifted and changed. And that's a perfect rendition of what that angel looks like. And so I hear God's voice saying, give them the angel. So this is a God angel, and this God angel will breathe this God's breath on you. And so there we are. And there, you just now got it. Look how that feels. That's crazy feeling, right?
A
Yeah.
big breath. Yeah, it felt really
Yeah,
good.
you feel it. See,
Thank
you notice your whole sinus is open. Your head got bright. It feels like your
you.
head expanded. Your eyes got real glowy. And you guys empath that one. That's a great gift. And that is your God angel. And so you can invoke this angel by just simply saying, God angel, please put your breath on me. God angel, please put your breath on me. And there we are. And there we are. See? There, it did
Thank
it
you,
again.
Gary.
Yeah, see, crazy thing, right? That's a crazy gift. I know you always rattle things out of me. I rattle things out of you, but you rattle things out of me where I remembered. I would have never remembered that, you know, because I don't always remember my dreams and stuff. But that really, that was a really cool one. That was a really cool one. That was actually last night. That's pretty wild. All right, there we go.
Thanks, Gary.
Big kiss to you. Big kiss to you
Have
and your whole
you.
family. Love you back. Love you
Thank you,
back.
Kristen.
You know,
Bye, guys.
maybe I love you
Hi, I
first.
love you.
Instead of loving people back, won't you love them first? Just I love you first. There we go. You guys are beautiful people. Thank you so much for being here. And so, who has questions, Michelle? Who are we talking to, honey?
Oh, I got a whole list for you, Gary, but let me go to Frank Guerin. I have him right here, honey.
Okay.
Hey, Frank. Welcome.
Hey,
How are
Frank.
you?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank. How
Hey,
are
Gary.
you?
It's been a
How's it
long
going?
time, Gary. How are you? How are you feeling?
Good. I'm getting better. I'm getting, you know, I have a little leg wound that I had to have a surgery on my leg to get more circulation. The surgery was successful. I have more circulation. The wound's getting better, and there we are. And so it works good, you know.
I've been
And I'm
praying
having.
for you. I've been sending light to you
Thank
as much
you,
as possible.
thank
Yeah,
you,
it's
thank you.
beautiful.
And I'm having this process, which is a miracle process. I'm going to get behind this. Push this, tell everybody about it. But it's really an amazing process where you go through these skin grafts, and it actually gives you brand new skin. And it's a stem cell kind of thing from the embryo sac of a baby. And so, but it's really like a miracle, life-changing, life-saving thing. And so I'm so lucky to be able to do that. And so, but it, anyway, so as soon as I get through all this, I'll be able to explain it to everybody. And so, but it works. It's pretty crazy. Anyway, and it changes instantly. I mean, you'll have this horrible, messed up, you know, wound, and that's what these things are, and they stay with people. These, you know, when you, with a lot of old people have these, you know. Of course, I'm not old, yeah, right. And so, but what happens is these things can really put you down, and they never, and they go forever and ever, and they don't get better. But this particular process, the tissue, the skin tissue changes in one day. It's crazy. And so it's pretty amazing. And then, you know, you do it for a while and you're all better. Anyway, so you pulled my string. I started talking about that thing. But anyway, what's your question,
No,
buddy? What's your question?
I appreciate it. So, I guess clear me and my family of all things. But so I had an incident that happened last weekend, and I even went to the hospital to the ER, and everything came out like just normal. But I've never experienced anything like that. So it's dizziness, and slight headache, which I have. So I don't know where that's coming from, to a point where it was just bizarre.
I can tell you what it was. You got attacked by, and a lot of people went through that this week, okay? Because I peeled it off of a lot of people. You got attacked by, you got God matrixes. You also got hell matrixes. And so, so these hell matrixes, look like black sunshines with rays. They sort of look like porcupines, honestly. And you got attacked by all these hell matrixes at one time. Not because you're evil, but because you're bright and your family's incredibly bright. You know, your son, I know your son, your wife are beautiful, and you have a beautiful family. And so too much light in one house. And so, so as you get lit up more, you have to really, everybody has to work super hard to stay more gifted. And that's to keep the dark energies off. But I'm going to get rid of all these hell matrixes on you and your family. Please. Is that okay? Please. And so there we go. You already got rid of about half of them. And so there we go. And I just got rid of the other half. And so notice now how you're feeling right now. See?
Yeah. A lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I got rid of all that mess. You're going to feel fine. I don't see you going through that. Ask God for a bigger sword. Just say, God, give me a bigger sword. God.
Please, God, give me a bigger sword. Please.
To clear these hell matrixes. It looks like that. That's what they look like. You got attacked by, I don't know, like a few hundred of those. And it made you crazy and made you think you were dying. Made your body physically come apart. There we go. Okay, now look how you feel now. See?
Much better.
So you did that.
It was nothing numerical. And it was no pulmonary, nothing. It was
Nope. You'll think you're dying.
I would lay down and I would turn my head and it would just be.
Yeah, no, you think you're dying. And so I had four people call last week with exactly the same symptoms as you had. Then this is a thing where I recognize. As I look at you guys are all going through the same thing many times. And some people worse than others, but it really had you and now it don't. And so there we are. That sword you got now will be able to clear you. Now watch this, clear your wife with that same sword. Just use it, clear your wife. There you go. See, now you feel really good. See that? See, you almost feel better clearing her than you. You see? See? Feels really good. Okay, now clear your son. He's like a little rock star. Clear him. Boy, I got teary. Woo! Feel that? Yeah, right? I got teary because whatever you did with him healed him. Okay, so that was like a major healing for your son. Okay, because he is such a bright light. And so there we go. Oh, wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. You fixed it.
All to you guys.
Yeah, and there you go.
Back
good luck. All you guys empath this gift. It really is is an amazing gift, and it actually clears everything everywhere. Big old serrated sword. There you go. Perfect. Thank you, God. 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 Boy, just look at your son. Your son is glowing in the dark. He's going to be a freak. I don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to be famous, you know. Because I keep on
seeing. Gary, he's a pistol. I have to tell the story because I know that Michelle is on here. But I don't know if he can mute Dean or not. But mute Dean.
Right.
So I'm sitting there, I'm texting back and forth with Michelle because we were trying to narrow down Nectura, and I was going back and forth. And Michelle has an updated profile picture. I updated it, so she sends an email. I mean, a text message, and he happens to be sitting next to me, and he goes, "Oh, who's Michelle?" And I said, "She's a friend of Gary." So when I was at the retreat, I have a picture of you, Gary, and I have a picture of Michelle with me. So I have to put the picture up, and I go, "Look, it's a friend. We're friends. We're just communicating." So I mean, I'm telling you, he is something else. God bless him. He pays too much attention. I'm just telling you. Too much attention. So thank you, Gary. Thank you.
He's
so
playing
much.
Games. Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
you. I hope you get to feeling better 100%.
I do feel good. I feel good now. So, but anyway, but I'm so glad to be here. When I look, your kid has all these golden stars above his head. I've told you that before, right?
You have.
Yeah. Anytime they have those above their head, they're famous. And he'll be famous. I don't know what he'll do, famous, but he will be famous. Anytime you have these golden stars above your head, you're famous. And so anyway, that's what your kid
And he
has.
thinks how angry he is sometimes. He just won't listen sometimes. He's just kind of
How old is he?
strong personality. He's 12,
Okay.
25.
Okay. He's 12. There you are. All right. Yeah. Good luck, buddy. Tell him I love him. Talk to you
Thank
soon.
you. I
All
love you, Gary.
right.
Michelle,
Thank
talk
you,
to you soon.
Frank.
You too.
Love
Thank you,
you.
Frank. Michelle, thank you. I love you.
Oh,
Thank you.
that's funny. Boy, when he zapped his kid there, you guys feel that? Oh, that was powerful. That was crazy stuff. I want to talk to Christine Klein and see what she's up
All
to.
right, let me cross her off my list.
Oh, there we are. We're on the same page.
All right, Christine, unmute
We're
yourself,
on the
please.
same, at least on the same list. Hey, girl.
Hello.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you up to?
I just need some healing.
Oh, what's happening? What's going on with you?
I had that same thing, and I felt like that all of a sudden last night. I was sitting here by myself, and I felt that cold breath on me. And I'm like, what is that?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
But
There
I've
we
had
go.
like bad anxiety, and Tanner too, and
Yeah, let
he's
me clear
had
you.
been problems with his house, and it's like we're kind of empathing each other, I think.
Yeah, let me look at you. You actually healed you.
Oh.
Yeah, you already did it. There's nothing for me to do, right?
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, this God angel actually fixed you. And so there's nothing to do. And then
Wow.
the sword that you use, that sword actually healed everything on you. I'm now healing your son Tanner. There we go. Oh, he looks good now. He looks great. See, there we are.
Okay.
Yeah, he feels
Yeah,
better.
he's
Come.
having problems with his like house, and he just got a new house, and there's like all these problems, and he got a new puppy,
Yeah.
and he's stressed out.
Yeah, well, those are the two most, sometimes that's the two most crazy things you can do is get a puppy, a new
In
puppy,
a
or a
house.
new house and a house. Same time, bad idea. There we go. Looks good, though. I just cleared him off. He's all right. Okay.
He made it to deputy chief, so second in command. So he was a police officer, made it to detective, and now he's second in command. Can you believe what all that stuff he had to go through
Yeah, that's crazy.
to get to where he's at?
That's crazy. A lot of hand holding from you and from me. Yeah,
Yes.
but I'm proud of him. Tell him I'm proud of him. That's great. All
Do you
right.
think my job's going to be okay with all this stuff we're going through with the school and all that? I learned to calm down and not stress about it and consider it as a path. But
You still
I
work for
want
the Catholic Church?
to, yes, 20 years.
Okay. Well, 20 years? Oh, that good. That's good. That keeps you out of hell. So you're not going to hell. That's good. Perfect. Perfect. I
I
think
hear
so.
way too much stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd tell. No, I see everything being okay. You know,
It'll be
actually.
okay.
Yeah, you'll get a choice of two jobs, actually. So you may get a choice coming up.
Ooh.
Yeah,
Should I
which is
trade
good.
in my car for a new one?
If you want to.
I'm kind of wondering if I'm able to do that.
I think so, if you want to.
Okay. I've been
Yeah.
looking.
Oh, good. Yeah, it feels good. See, your hands got real warm right then.
Yeah, like
Yeah.
super hot.
Yeah. Good luck, honey. I love you. Tell Tanner hi, okay?
Okay, I will. Love you too, Gary. Thank you.
All right. You take care.
Thank
There we
you.
go. She
Thank you,
can see
Christine.
everything.
Thank you.
Yeah, she can see everything. You know, it's so crazy. I worked with her and you know, her boyfriend at the time, who's still my buddy, my friend, and they both got to where they could see, which was crazy, which was kind of neat, you know, to see that, to see them be able to just all of a sudden, bam, they could see. You know, let me talk to Raekwon, see what he's up to. Raekwon, what are you doing? What are you doing? You kept popping in my head this
You
week.
see
What
him,
you up
Michelle?
to? Yeah, there you are.
You see
You
him,
know.
Raekwon? I don't see him. R-A-Q.
RAQ. Hey.
Oh, there he is. Sorry, Raekwon. I got you. Please unmute.
Peace and blessings, family. How's everybody doing?
Doing great.
Hey,
How are
we miss
you?
you.
Fantastic.
Good. How are you? What are you up to? Tell me
Oh,
what you
sure.
went through. What'd your spiritually gifted crazy butt do this week? What did you do this week? What
Me
did
and
you?
you've been having a lot of conversations. I don't know if you've been tapping in with it, but
I
so
have been. You kept on popping in my head.
Yeah, yeah, I've actually been talking to you a lot, and I just found out. You remember my uncle, right? I showed you at the
retreat. Yeah.
I was talking to him too, and then when I had spoke to him about it, he said he'd be having conversations with me, and I had no idea at the time.
Right.
And his meditation.
Yeah, but what happened? Yeah, what's happening? See that? See, what you're tapping into, which was an instant chemistry I had the first time I met you at the retreat, the last retreat. No, the first time I met you was here, like on Tapping In, and I gave you the gift of a retreat because I'm like, I saw who you are. And I thought, I cannot let this person get away from me without teaching them some stuff and showing them some things. And I had no idea. You showed me some things. And so you're an amazingly freaky gifted person in a great way. But the dimension you're tapping into is the dimension that I really was tapping into all this week. And this is the earth. See, you started to sweat right then as I talk about it. It's the earth angel. Feel how hot? It's the earth angel dimension. And so this week, guys, I started seeing your faces. Like earlier in the week, I mean, I would wake up in the morning and I would start to see your faces. I'd see everybody's faces that I talked to here on Tapping In. So what you were tapping into and what your uncle is tapping into is the earth angel dimension. That's the reason he can see you, feel you, know, whatever. That's how, you're coming to me having conversations. I saw you all week. I'm like, yeah, what is it? What do you want? You know?
I try to keep it short because I know you're busy, but I just tap in with you and I'd be like, hey, you good? Everything's good with you? And you'd be like, yeah, buddy, what you got going on in your world? And then we'll just have like a short conversation, but...
Have long conversations. It's fine. It's totally fine. But that's what it looks like. You got all these earth angels that show up and they bless you. They bring you light. They bring you love. They make you feel safe, warm and fuzzy. And so, no, I appreciate all your energy, buddy. You can tap in anytime you want for as long as you'd like. When I look at you, I see a lot of luck coming your way. And I see God giving you gold coins. And so I see gold coins coming down. And so there we are.
Actually, just I started up a new career path for myself. I'm going into digital marketing. So that's great. And you already know when you start anything up, at the beginning is always a little slow, but I'm persistent. I feel really good about it. I'm using the training that KT's blessing me with. And I feel really good about it. So I know in no time, everything's going to take off like a rocket.
I
feel like me joining our last Tapping In was meant to be, because every time I don't want to say doubt, but every time that I be like, all right, I need some motivation, a little booster, I always watch what you said on the first Tapping In that I joined. So I really do thank you for everything.
Hey, I thank you for everything. Thanks, buddy. Thank you. A lot of light. And so now I see this God matrix in your head. Can you see it? Can you see the God matrix that just showed up in your head, now in your chest? There you go.
It's a little burnt. My back is burning.
Oh, is it? Okay, cool. And so you'll find now, just manifest what you want. It'll come to you quick. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, good luck. Take care, buddy.
I'll see you at the retreat.
Hey, good.
Hey, we'll see you soon. Thanks, Raekwon.
Peace. Love you all.
All righty.
Love you too.
Thank you.
He's so cool.
He is really cool.
Isn't he? Yeah, he makes you high. You know, he makes you high. He kept on popping in. He kept on popping in. I saw him all week, coming in, you know, it's like really crazy. Who are we talking
to? He's so lovable. Oh, thank you, Gary. Yeah. I'm going to put Sylvie Ju. Oh, gosh, I hope I didn't say that right. Gio. I got her.
You got her? Okay.
Yeah. Hi, Sylvie. How are you?
Hi.
Oh, you're precious. You're so sweet. Where are you?
Oh, from France.
Oh, I thought so. Okay. I thought you were somewhere over there. And so what's your question, honey? What's your question?
Oh, my question is, do you see something change in my life? Because I want to change anything. And it's very difficult to choose the priority. And I wanted to know if you see block concerning money or concerning relationship.
Mm-hmm. Both. And so I you know, what I ask for, I want you to ask God for the gift of a golden bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now. Just say, God, give me the spiritual gift of a golden bridge.
Okay. God gave me the spiritual gift of the Golden Bridge.
Okay, there we go. And it came down to you right then. And so look how warm you feel. Your feet are warm. Feel your feet? Your feet are warmer now. You feel that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a big deal. And so you're standing on the beginning of a golden bridge. Imagine this big golden bridge, and the golden bridge is going over troubled water. That's what golden bridges are for. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so now then just imagine yourself walking across this bridge and going to the other side, which is super gold and super bright. Okay. And there you are. Now you're on the other side. Sinus is open, face is warm, hands got warm, whole body's getting warm. There we are. Feel that feeling? You see?
Yeah.
And so, okay, energetically, you've already conquered everything you were trying to do. Now you just have to follow through. Just do it.
Okay.
Yeah. No, okay. No, it's okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. There.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. And so you'll be able to see the gift of a golden bridge is a major spiritual gift because okay. it gets you over whatever you were blocked and messed up with. And now you'll find that everything will flow for you and make sense to you. And it'll happen very quick. And so the pace is real fast these days. So when you get these spiritual gifts these days, when you get these spiritual gifts that we're able to get, guys, and so you guys will want to ask for the same golden bridge. If you got some hurdle or something that you're trying to get through, ask God for the spiritual gift of a golden bridge. And so, and there we are. And I'm seeing all these golden bridges coming down because of you. You did good. And see, the more people that get this golden bridge is like helping you. And so, because the vibration even got stronger and stronger and stronger. So when other people piggyback off your spiritual gifts, in other words, when they get a gift as well, it's not like you lose part of your gift gets enhanced. And so I just see the super, super golden gift of this golden bridge. And so there we are. Beautiful. You look good. You look really good. I see important mail coming and you're going, oh my God, whatever that means. So I see a piece of mail that makes you quite happy.
Okay.
So that's what I see. Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, good luck. Good luck. Where are you right now? What part of France? Are you in France now?
Oh, near Toulouse.
Where?
South of France. South of
South France. Of France. That's where I want to be. I kept on getting visions of the south of France this week. I couldn't figure out where I was looking, you know? Mm-hmm. And so my friend Danielle still lives in Paris, you know? And so okay. I talk to her like, you know, a few times a week. And so, but it's really quite amazing, you know? And, okay. and so your vibe is very high right now. And so there we go. I got you lit up. You're looking good. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I like her.
Thank you, Sylvia. I know, right?
You can feel her, right?
She's very lovely.
Oh, man. Her energy is like really, really crazy. That's perfect. That's good. That's good. I want to talk to Melissa Kennedy and Peter. You guys are having too much fun. I see you laughing, carrying on. What are y'all doing? Yep. You guys are having fun. Oh, good. Yeah. You guys are hanging out. I'm jealous. I want to hang out with you.
That would be cool. Yeah.
That one's really, really good. So what's going on with you? You guys over there, what are you doing? Killing goats, chickens, you know, doing voodoo.
Yeah,
on
people. Yeah. Everybody better watch out, right?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, we're just doing a little spiritual healing retreat here in Oklahoma.
Yeah. With energy work.
Oh, beautiful. Because I see this golden crown, Melissa, around your head, and I see the same one around Peter's head. Okay. So whatever, do you remember getting a gift of a crown? But anyway, I see this crown on you.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. And so, yeah. Awesome. And so share it with everybody. Come on.
Yeah.
There we are. Oh, wow. That's good. I got high. I got high. And I see a special mountain that's beautiful, whatever this is. Oh, but wow. I got a vision.
Is it white?
Yes, Lord.
It's white.
God's mountain.
Yeah, and it's big. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it growing?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you guys found whatever you tapped into is really good. Yeah. So I appreciate that. Yeah. It's a different vibe.
Right? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes it takes two to make one. And so when you get two powerful people together like you guys, it really brings in some light. And so that was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Keep doing it. Yeah, that's what I see.
All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Glad appreciate you guys. Yeah. Thank you. I'm getting there. I love you guys. Thank you.
Love
thank
you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
They're fun.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just chilling, hanging out.
Just that's awesome. Chilling. That's good. That's really good.
Getting some spiritual gifts.
Thank you, Gary. I got Tina Graham. All right, Tina, go ahead and unmute. How are you? It's good to see you.
Good to see you. Good to be here.
Hey, great to see you.
Yeah. I have kind of a question or healing related to my right eye. I had some issues a while back, but related to the eclipses that came about, I had issues that came up along with a friend that was going on a retreat. She was not able to go to the retreat because of her eye. I went to it. And when I was at the retreat, I had a lot of issues coming through on it. And then I'm talking to different people, a lot of different people having eye issues that I talk to. So there's something with that. And it seems like it's related with the eclipse. And I don't know if you can share more information on it or insights. The issue on the eye when I was there was it was intense. It was like a dry eye. It was allergy related, but then there was a migraine. And I was only able to go out when it was dark, because it would hurt too much when it was light. And so it kind of bothers me.
How's it feel now, right now?
Well, my eye has been fine. It's been healing. But I'm just concerned about what it's about. And I don't want like darkness coming through my eyes, or I want.
Well, here's all you got to do to get rid of all the darkness. You don't want darkness coming through. You just got to move planets. You got to live on another planet. Okay. Cause Earth is a fringe neighborhood. And so you've got angels and it's got demons. And that's what Earth is. And so you always have to clear the dark energies, and then the light energies will just come in, you see. And that's just part of it. So it's like you go, I don't want these. Well, neither do I. And neither does anybody. However, that's how it works. And so you would just simply ask God for spiritual gifts all the time. And just clear yourself, you know, because you're really quite spiritually gifted. When I look at you, you're really gifted. You know, you're brilliant. You know, there's a spiritual eye. That's
beautiful. Wow.
There's a diamond eye. And so I see you looking really good right now. And I look when I went through and I got rid of everything I saw dark on your eye. It was easy.
Okay. You know? Okay, good. And I don't want to, like, if it's coming through, I don't want, because different people, like I just talked to the person that lives down below. I live in a duplex. And she said she just had something wrong with her eye. So it's like, oh my goodness, I don't want stuff happening to people with their eye if it's coming through me.
No, well, it can do that. There's different times things will go through. When I look at you now, though, you look really brilliant, and I see rainbows above your head. And so just imagine these rainbow energies above your head. And I see this God angel breathing on you, like going, you know, that picture we saw earlier, that was a perfect picture, Judy. That was a great picture, you know, that God angel. And so you just imagine that. And it looks, there you go. See how your sinuses open now? Feel that? Different feeling. You can breathe through your nose clearly. And I see your eyes glowing. So I don't see an issue now, you know, now matters in the spiritual dimensions. Now matters. And so if you get cleared now, you're cleared. And so there you are. You look good to me. All right.
Great. Thank you so much.
Hey, good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Who are we talking to?
Yep. Thank you.
There thank it is. You. That. Okay. That's oh, it. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. I love that God angel. That's perfect. That's crazy. I don't usually see stuff like that, but I saw that. That was I saw that last night. That was just so beautiful. Can you imagine what inspires the artist to do those things? You know, that's just amazing when they do that.
That's so awesome.
Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Alice Smith.
Yeah.
Hi, Alice.
Hey, my girl.
We love you.
I love you all too, and I want to say thank you for talking about Joe last week and talking to Fallon. It was very hard for me to come on.
Oh, that's okay.
I miss him so much.
Yeah, you know, I was meditating this week and I saw him, and I started to call you and thought, no, not time yet, you know. But what I saw in heaven, he's looking really good, and he's very young and strapping, you know, like he's like, you know, very, very healthy, very much machismo, you know, and so he's like, tell her how wonderful my life was and is because of you. And so he just wanted to tell you that. And I was like, okay, I'll tell her. And I tell her it was really me. He says he come to you in your bedroom. And I don't know if you know that, but he says he showed up. And so, but he comes to you. And he's telling me to tell you that's really him. And so just sort of be aware.
He was an amazing guy.
He does his finger thing. I don't know, but I see him doing his finger thing. Tell her I am an amazing guy. And so, in other words, like, he's still an amazing guy. He said he just switched dimensions on you, but he says he'll bring you every light, luck, love, everything that heaven has that he can grab and throw at you, or throw down to you. He said he'll do. He said he actually really met God in person.
And
so he's talking about that. That's interesting. I love it when they do this. He's just telling me to tell everybody that God's real. And he said, I met him in person. He said, I met a lot of friends and people he had that had passed away. His old auntie, you know, I remember.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And, oh my God. You know? Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's like, yeah, he's holding hands with her. She tells me to tell you thank you for all the stuff you did for her. And he just is super happy. He couldn't be happier now because now he's getting to see you clear. In heaven, there's this round orb that they look at when I'm channeling through, and he's looking and he's seeing you clear in this. You know, he can see what I see. And so he's seeing you. And he's just couldn't be happier. Loves you.
Yeah, he's like sure every and his parents too.
He said, "Yeah, yeah." And yeah. he says they're a lot more fun. They're not old. And so he's talking about they're young. They're really young. And so he's happy. He's good. He's really good. He says nothing hurts. Nothing hurts. And he said nobody could have made anybody more comfortable. For you guys, you know, when I'm looking and talking to Joe from heaven with you, everything is so beautiful around you. The pieces of art in your living room, the necklace you have, the necklace you're wearing, you yourself. Are you experiencing that, Michelle? Are you feeling or seeing?
Yes. Things? Yes, everything you said.
I'm just seeing the crystals in your living room, you know, that crazy table sitting there.
She has a lovely home.
Yeah. But I'm just like, everything I see with you is beauty. And I'm seeing it through his eyes, and he's seeing the same thing I see. And Michelle, you're seeing the same thing. I can tell you're seeing that.
Yeah.
And if you guys look at the necklace. I mean, oh my God, that necklace is incredible. You know? You know? What a trip. Does that make any sense, Michelle?
It makes perfect sense.
It's like
she
I'm
is
tripping.
Beautiful too.
Yeah, but and it feels like I'm tripping, but I feel like everybody else is tripping with me. You know? Like, yes. You know, we all took the magic potion.
A good laugh.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful. He loves you. He's holding your hand. Your hand got hot right then. Feel your hand get hot?
Yes, yes.
He says, tell
I have to talk to him every night.
Okay. Okay. And he says, that's really him. He's like, you, because he said something and you answered him. And he's like, wow, she heard me, you know. So he's hearing you. And so, and you're hearing him, which is really good, you know, but he's right there with you. I love you. I love you, darling. I love you. If you need anything, you call us. We're here. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you to you all, because you have been your support and your blessings, and everything has helped a lot, knowing that I have a support group like you guys. And
but you have a family. You have a family.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to see you at the next retreat.
Okay. I love you.
We'll dance.
Yeah. I have a picture of you two dancing from the last retreat.
I know. Yes. I know. Yeah.
Oh, he loved you.
He loved it. That was his favorite when he went to that retreat too.
That was good. Yeah. That, I got.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see. I got all those pictures. I love those. Yes. I appreciate you. I love you, darling. I love you. Big kiss.
I love you, Alice. I
love you all, and thank you for being part of my family.
Thank you.
Glad to be. Always know it. Always know it. Wow. Everything's beautiful.
We love you.
I feel like I'm tripping. That's crazy. Everything's so beautiful. You guys see that?
Yeah.
You guys could feel that and see that.
She exudes beauty.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Let me talk to Jeannie.
Oh, yeah. Jeannie Fallon. I mean, Jeannie Raven.
Yeah. Jeannie and Fallon.
Jeannie and Fallon.
Is it just Jeannie or is it Jeannie's iPhone?
Jeannie.
Got
right here. You got her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in. Hey, my girl. Hey, did you see the same thing when I'm looking at her? Did you see everything so beautiful that it was like speaking loud in my eyes or something? Or in my, you know, did you see that when you were looking at Alice?
You know, I see that whenever I look at Alice. Everything about her is just like Michelle said, just exudes beauty. And I just see that when I'm there with her in her home, they're just, it's just light. It's light and bright and everything
light.
Beautiful. Yeah.
I've noticed that this week. I was out of the room and I walked into the room where the studio is here in my house, which is the ballroom where we do a lot of retreats. And I walked into the room and all of a sudden everything was beautiful. It was so lit. Every crystal, you know, everything that was around was, you know, like incredibly, you know, gorgeous and more beautiful than it usually was, in my opinion. And so I seen that same glowing light in her house right then and around her, you know.
Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's good.
But you know, it feels that way with her all the time, with her and Joe. Even when you were talking about the retreat, it just warms your heart, because I was just looking at pictures last night with my family, Alice, and we were looking at Joe dancing with Fallon at the retreat, and Alice and you were dancing, Gary, and it was very, very fun, and just the joy everybody was having on the dance floor.
Isn't that crazy?
Part of the big family. Yeah. That's just amazing energy. Amazing energy.
It's a beautiful thing to share, a beautiful thing to remember, a beautiful thing to know. And it really does make you whole. And so thank you for being a part of our family, and thank you for being family. And so it's beautiful. You and Fallon are just amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, Fallon would be back behind talking, but she's actually in Ojai right now having some fun.
Oh, nice. So, is she with Alice?
She deserves fun.
Awesome.
Where is she, Michelle?
She's in Ojai.
Perfect.
She's with Michelle's nephew.
She's out with friends having a good time. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. All right. Big kiss to her. Anyway, love you.
Yeah.
Love you, love
but you. I know she's working on getting together with Alice again soon there too.
Well, good. Her and Alice paint together.
So. Yes, yes. And yeah, they're just an amazing little duo there in their creativity space, you know. And and she just loves it. She just adores both of them, Alice and Richard, and Angela. And we were just talking again yesterday, the same thing. Well, we have to get together with the girls at our restaurant that we like to go, that the farmer's restaurant.
Good. So, beautiful.
Yeah, but I'm hoping, I'm glad you're feeling better, Gary. I'm really
thank
happy
you.
you're
I'm coming along
and doing well.
Yeah, I'm coming along. Thank you very much.
I'm so glad. And it's just beautiful. Look at all the crystals back behind you. So gorgeous there.
It's all pretty. Yeah, the gardens are great. So I can't wait for this retreat. It really is like a tropical paradise. It's so pretty. You know, it's very
pretty. Know, the last time I was there, I got a video of you when you were doing the energy on Wednesday morning, the energy clearing. And I was inside the house and it caught me. I just had to stop and video you because you were glowing, like you were just white. Like
I do that.
Total light. And yeah. I couldn't believe my eyes. So I got it on video of you like coming, like it's brighter, you know, glowing brighter, and then kind of like morphing between your body and your light body, right? Your physical and
yeah.
Your
light body. I do that. So I do that. Yeah. And so, yeah, you know really, what, really it's kind of wild. I'm actually aware of when that is happening. And so usually most of the time I am, because everything I get to where I can't see, everything just blurs away in light, you know, and everything is just glowing like that. But then when you take a picture, that's what you see. You just see all that light.
It's amazing.
Great for pictures.
It's on video happening. It's just amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Anyway, I love you. Love I'll you. Love you. See- I love you.
Love
I was
you
doing
too.
Send it to me. All right. I love you too.
Yeah,
there we
yeah,
are.
I will. Oh, that's there he is. Cool. Yeah. Glowing Gary. There we go. Yeah.
That's funny.
So, yeah, but, thank you, know, Gary.
But those energies, you know, we do share. We all share those energies, you know, and sometimes, you know, I'm around you guys. I get higher from you than you do from me. So it's really beautiful. Thank you so much. Well,
thank you. Love you.
Thank you,
love you guys. Thank you.
We love you.
Thank you, everybody on here. Love the family.
Love you.
Love you, Jeannie.
Always love, 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 love.
You know, it's really important. You know, it's kind of crazy. It's important. You do have to, you know, you got to take a minute and you got to hug whoever when they lose somebody, you know, like Charles and Arlene, you guys, Charles, you guys, you know, I appreciate you so much, Charles. I see you and thank you for joining us on Tapping In. I see Arlene on the other side. She stuck her tongue out at you. She's being silly. I you know, and it's crazy. This week I lost my old aunt. Okay. And so this week I actually lost my aunt who was 90 some years old. And she was my dad's sister and the last one alive. And she was a joy because she's an artist. And so she's like an artist. And so she would just, and recently she sent me a painting of that she had done. But she could just do stuff. And so it's really crazy. Look at that curio cabinet in there and see if you find a picture of a raccoon. She sent me a picture of a raccoon. She also sent me a little crystal. You know, I always talk about the crystal that I found in my grandmother's field when I was growing up. It's in my room. I love it. And so my old aunt was watching. She watches Tapping In. I'm not calling her old, but she was 90. I don't want to get it wrong, but she was 90 some years old. And so she passed away this week. And so, but she's a real sweetie. That's all right. My Aunt Caroline. And so she was just a joy. She's very much a joy, very sweet, you know. But it's so cool because I had forgot about all the people that I know that are dead. And so when I, you know, I was channeling her for my cousin Philip, and Philip plays at a lot of the parties. He's a musician. We grew up playing music together. But anyway, when I channeled her, I saw all of my family members that I had forgot about, you know? And so here's my aunt sent me this the other week. Anyway, isn't that cool?
Aww, she's really good.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
And she's 90, she's 90 some, she's 90 some years old. And so
wow.
she could just always do, you know, cool stuff. You know, she was very much an oh. artist and creative in every way. So hats off to you, oh, Aunt Caroline. Thank you for spoiling me. She always spoiled me. She always did. You know, I was so lucky. My family, you know, they would treat me good. Oh, wow. Who are we talking to, Michelle? Oh,
thank you, Gary. I'm going to put Frances Garcia because she also wants to see her mom that's in heaven.
You got her.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Frances, unmute, please.
Hi, Frances.
Hi, girl. How are you?
Hi, Gary. How are you feeling, Gary?
Good. Good. I'm getting along. I'm good. And so, yeah. And so who do you want to talk to?
Yeah. Can I talk to my mom in heaven? I want to say hi to her.
Yeah. When did she die?
In 2012.
Let me look at her. She's doing really good. She's eating. She's happy. Yeah, she's sitting at a little table by the water. I don't know where this is, but it's a cute, it looks like a little restaurant or something. Where was she from?
Texas, but we basically Vegas. We're so many years in Vegas, but she's from Texas.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure where she is, but she's at, it seemed like a familiar spot. And so I just see her there and she's laughing and she's eating. And so she says for me to tell you that, you know, she's happy because she's eating.
Oh, so,
but
I
she
love
loves
her
you.
So much. And I miss
she
her.
Loves you so much. She actually sits in a chair in your living room. And
really?
So there's a chair close to a picture of her. And so, does that make any sense? You know about the, what's the picture?
We have some pictures, mostly like our wedding, like 13 years ago. We have my parents, both of them, in the living room. So maybe that's it.
That's what she's talking about. Yeah. And so she said, so she sits there, you know, close by. And so she hangs out with you. She says she loves you. She's good.
She's good. I miss her so much. Happy early Mother's Day for her. Best mom ever.
No, she feels like it. She feels like it. She's with her mother, I guess. Older lady, you know.
Yeah, usually they're together. When I talk to you, they're usually cooking something or baking something. A lot of times you tell me that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's no
yeah,
way
I smell, I smell the same thing. It smells like cornbread, so that must be tortillas or whatever.
Oh, know? Yeah, probably tortillas. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so, she's doing good. She loves
you. Can you clear me and my daughter, Ashley?
I just did. There we go.
Okay. There we great. Go. Thank you. I was feeling the anxiety too. I don't know if it was the same as what the guy had or wow, something else.
You're looking thank good. You. You're looking good. Big kiss. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Gary. Love you
thank
all.
You. Thank you, Francis. Good to see
thank you.
You.
Sorry for
you
your
know, it's really, good to know your loved ones are just hanging out around you all the time. They really do. They're like just giving you love and light and gifts and things and, you know, what you need. They give you what you need. And they seem to be aware of whatever that is, which is good. That's really good. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I got Shirley Walker. Shirley, thanks for being so patient. How are you?
Hey, Shirley, please unmute.
I'm unmuted.
There you go.
Hey, girl. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for letting me talk to
you. I'm loving to talk to you. What's your question?
I'm just concerned about my grandson's father. He's had a series of health issues, and I don't think I understand any of them, but one of the things I'm concerned about is if they're genetic for my grandson to deal with.
No. That's a good answer.
Yes, it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think he's a little Asperger's syndrome vibe.
Yeah. You know? He just has like, he'll have something wrong and then he'll be fine. And then there'll be something else. And I don't know that I understand it. I just wanted to know if it was passed on or not.
No, not a bit.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, yeah, so not a bit. How old's your grandson?
He's 16.
No, when he's being a little crazy, it's just because he's having fun.
That's right.
Yeah, but no, there's nothing serious. No.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
And I did have some thoughts the other day. I just woke up out of a dead sleep and was thinking about end of life things, which is totally unlike me. Is that the same thing like everybody else is having?
Well, it seems to be a topic, you know, and it's like there can be flashes of that, you know, that will kind of come to you, but I don't see you going nowhere. Yeah, don't see it. Yeah, yeah, I don't see that, and it's like you know, you'll go through times where you'll have those kind of flashes that will come to you. Where's your father?
My father is passed.
Right.
Yeah. So he passed. I didn't really know him much, but he passed when he was in his 50s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I just see your father's popping in and out, and it's making you think about death.
He's making me, he's popping in and out. He's making me think of death.
Well, he's not meaning to, but okay. You know, but was he the first person that died in your world?
When I was about 2 years old, my baby sister passed. Now, I don't really remember this. My mother told me about it, but my baby sister, her name's Judy. We were about 13 months apart. So she died at 9 months old and I was about two.
Okay.
So from what I understand, yeah. she passed, and sometime after that, then my mom and my dad split up.
Okay.
So I guess yeah, I lost both of them.
Soon. Yeah, sort of. It was sort of strange what you but it's your recollection of your father. And you'll sometimes, I don't know if he smoked or not.
I you know, have no idea.
But I think so because I smell cigarettes. And so if you smell smoke, sometimes that's your key of knowing he's around you.
And so, you know what? I thought I smelled smoke when my mom was here. So now how
no. No, it's him.
It's him.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the telltale. You know, you'll realize that he's hanging around when you smell smoke because you would smell it sometimes out of nowhere. Right. You go, wow. You know, you get a whiff of it, yeah. but that's him actually. And so, but he makes you think of death. And that's what that is. So just, okay. That's what it is, you know, is what it is. Okay. Not a big deal.
Maybe I should think about my mother better than anyway, that I wouldn't be thinking about death.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's all good. You know, I don't see you going nowhere.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Hey, thanks. Thanks.
Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, though, we really, being, you know, dying is a weird thing because I did. I died a few times through the whole COVID experience. And you really don't ever think you're going to die. And so if you do die, you are a little freaked out that you go, damn, I died. You know, it's sort of like that. It was for me. Remember Dean, when we were in the emergency room with COVID and the doctor was instructed by his friend who was an administrator of the hospital to tell me the truth, whatever it was.
Yep.
And remember the doctor told us that I was going to die.
That was his exact words. He goes, you're probably going to die. He goes, and if I give you any percentage, you may have 20% chance of living, but you're more than likely going to be on a ventilator and die. And I was like, wow, that was very nice bedside manner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was weird. That was really freaky to hear you're going to die, yep. You know, from the guy who ran the hospital. And so, okay. And he was right. I did die. I died five times. And then I came back five times. Thank God I came back five.
Thank God you came back.
Yeah, it was really wild. But, you know, you don't think you're going to die. And then you realize, yeah, you know, you can actually die. Mm-hmm. And so I was very, you know, it's a whole different kind of, you know, brain function. And I could tell what was it like for you? I don't think I ever asked you, Dean, what it was like, but that was freaky. You know,
what was it like when I heard the doctor tell you that?
Yeah.
It's kind of surreal. Like, shit, he might really die. I mean, that's what went through my mind. I'm just sitting there. And then the second doctor came in and says, did the first doctor tell you more than likely you might die because your lungs are so bad and this is bad? And it went on and on and on. I'm like, okay, that's two doctors that said he's going to die. And I'm like, this is not good. So it was just kind of like, I don't know. It was so bizarre. It was almost like having an out-of-body experience and going, this can't be real. But
yeah, I thought the same thing.
Then I realized it was real when they put you on a ventilator. I'm like, yeah, okay, they're going to put the ventilator. And Gary's like, no, you're not. And they're like, I mean, it was just very bizarre. And your blood pressure was 240 over something, and they were freaking out that you might have a stroke. So it wasn't a good day, put it that way.
That's crazy.
I mean, obviously, it was a worse day for you than me, but I mean, it was just very bizarre.
Yeah, because you really do think you can't die.
Right.
That was what I thought. I thought, I can't die. That's what I thought. I mean, I really did think that.
You remember the nurse?
It's good that you thought that way.
You were getting an argument with the nurse, and as they're admitting you, they're like, sir, we're going to put this oxygen on, and they were going to put it in the nose. You remember, they're going to put it in the nose, and then they said, we don't think you can get enough oxygen, so we have to put it in your face, over your whole face. And they said, but your hair is too big. And Gary, and Gary's like, and? The lady goes, if we got to put this face mask on you, we're going to shave your head. And Gary goes, no, you're not. And she goes, well, you're going to die. And Gary goes, I'm not afraid of dying. And the nurse looks at me and goes, is he okay? I said, yeah, he's not afraid of dying. I said, you know who he is. I said, that's what he does all day long. He deals with dead people. I said, he don't care. And she goes, we have to save his life. So if we have to, we'll shave his head. We'll put this mask on. And Gary's like, no, you won't. So they left the room just like they called me in the hall. They says, is he serious? I said, yeah, just let him die.
Is he all there?
Yeah, I was like, just let him die. It's okay. It's all right. He's like,
just don't touch the hair.
Don't touch the hair. Let him die.
I'll die. Just don't touch my hair.
Yeah, leave me alone. Yeah, leave me alone. And then I died. She was right. Yeah, well, that's, you know, funny. But you know, I think that you dying is also sometimes a decision. I think you can decide not to die. You know, I really do. And I think, you know, sometimes, and then sometimes it's your time, you know, and so you just, it's a crazy thing, but it is possible. So everybody should kind of realize it's kind of there. It's possible, you know. So who are we talking to?
Oh, thank you, Gary. I'm going to put Natasha on. Natasha, thanks for being so patient. It's good to see you, beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Hi. How are you? You want to know what's crazy? Like, when you were going through your whole COVID experience, I literally had two dreams of your funeral. And Michelle was in there and your whole clan, and they were all wearing black. And it was like, I knew things were very serious at that time. And of course, all of us were praying for you, but I was like, no, we can't lose Gary. Like, it was insane.
Yeah, it was for me too.
Yeah, we're all connected. I know. And so,
yeah.
But I wanted to check in with you and see how you're, like, how are you doing? And are you using your device? Are you using your wand?
Yeah, no, I am. Thank you. Yes, no, thank you. I am. And so I think. And so I use everything. You know, if somebody sends me something, I use it. I use everything. I really do. What do I believe in? Everything. And so I'm in. And
so I want palms and feet for you and structured water. Like, just if you can structure whatever you drink, because that's just going to help with circulation as well. And then obviously whatever you're doing, you know, medically wise with your leg, but we got to keep you in tip top shape. So use your wand.
Yeah, well, that's what, well, you know, I think it's really important to realize that to stay in that in tip top shape. And, you know, that encompasses a lot of things, you know, diet, exercise, all those things. And so, it's like, you know, a process that you have to take really serious. And so so that's where I'm at anyway.
Okay,
so,
I'm
beautiful.
Good.
Thank you.
So thank you. Can you? Yes, of course. Would you mind clearing me? I'm picking up all my tribes just going through stuff, and I got it.
There, I just cleared it. Look how light you feel. See?
I feel hot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you'll be okay. Yeah, you look good now. Yeah, you had there was a dark projection of anger on you from a family member. And I cleared it off. And so now that
Appreciate that. Thank you. Stay well, stay healthy, and we love you so much.
You. Thank you.
Love we you love too. You. Thank you, Natasha.
God bless. Yep.
There we go.
Oh, awesome. She cares about you, Gary.
Oh.
Everybody does. Yep.
I care about her. There we are. Who are we talking to?
Thank you. I got Danny Lee Milne. Thank you, Danny Lee, for being so patient. How are you? Oh, here, go ahead and mute. Try it again. Okay, there you go.
Hi. So nice to see you. What a beautiful call. So much love. I feel like surrounded in love this week. I was at a home show today, and it just, every person I met was just like glowing with love and light.
Isn't that crazy? Like, yeah. I mean, if you tap into it, it's there. If you tap into it, it's there. I mean, I've seen it, you know, I would walk into rooms in the house and I would see everything glowing, you know, it'd be like, wow, look at that, you know? And so it was really like that. And, you know, when I was looking at Alice a second ago, I mean, I was seeing her house glowing just with beautiful light, you know? And so it's like that. So you were at a home show and you saw everybody glowing and they were sweet and loving, right?
It was wonderful, because last week I was feeling like the people have been talking about on the call. It was that dark, oh my God, what am I doing? I don't want to be here. And this week has just been the total opposite and glorious and beautiful. So yeah, it's been a beautiful few, definitely a beautiful few
days. But when I look at you, you actually have a rainbow above your head.
Oh, and thank you.
Yeah, it's a beautiful rainbow around you. And so that's just perfect.
Awesome. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Must be doing things right. That's how I feel.
I think so.
Happening.
I think so. Yeah.
Energies for sure. And I just started, my question is, I just started a new business, a new venture with a health product. And I'm just wondering if there's, you see any blocks or any barriers or challenges that I need to overcome, so to speak, or.
Not anymore. I just cleared it. It looked good.
Thank
you. Feel how hot your feet are? Your feet got really warm. See?
Yep.
Yeah. I just see a big golden brick road under your feet.
Hot know? All over.
And so there we go.
Beautiful. And then because of the call, I've been listening to the call. I'm wondering if my dad's around. He died in 2017.
He's got a cool car he's riding down the road in. Did he collect cars or something? What's a cool car thing?
Favorite cars was an old Trans Am. Remember those Trans Ams that had the bird on the hood?
The bird on the front. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he had one of those, and he was a real pothead, right? And he ended up rolling it one day.
And, home.
Yeah, but he always, he had a PT Cruiser, he had the Trans Am, he won a red Corvette in a contest, so he had a Corvette. Red Corvette, and then he had a yellow Chevy truck half ton, and he was an iron worker, and he had the tailgate painted by one of the artists. You know that famous iron worker painting where they're all up in the sky in New York?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what he had painted on his tailgate. So he loved cars.
Yeah, well, he shows me all these cars in heaven. It looks like a car lot. He has a big car collection in heaven. I see all kinds of stuff. I see a 50, what is that thing? 57 T-Bird.
Oh, that's probably one of his first cars.
You know, so I have a 57 T-Bird in my living room. And so, and turn that and point it at that thing. There we go. Look at, okay. There we go. Can you guys see that?
Oh, wow. Look at that. That's right. Amazing.
Okay. He's got one of those. Right? That's crazy. That's
cool. Awesome. Yeah.
Anyway, back to me. I don't know. Anyway. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lots of love to you. Your dad's doing good. He's got a car collection in heaven. I'm jealous. And so,
just want to say thank you for the Golden Bridge. That resonated with me big time.
That's a big gift. That's a big gift. You guys got that gift. You good. Yeah, that's a big one.
Bless you. Hey. Bless you.
You.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
Oh, she's nice.
There we go. Who are we talking to?
Thank you. I got Dwayne Dunham.
Oh,
Dwayne. He's got a really serious question to ask you too. Hey, it's good to see you. Dwayne.
You got a serious question?
Yes, I do have a serious question, but I'm always happy. This is the best. This is highlight.
Oh, good. What's your serious question?
So I got a coworker. She found out she had kidney cancer. She's got a mass on her kidney, and she's getting surgery later this month. Just want to see how that's going to turn out.
I think it'll go good because it looks like the surgery is going to get rid of what's there. Okay. And they figured it out, and it's sort of contained.
Oh, good. That was
cool. You know, in other words, I think it's a tumor. You know, mm-hmm. It's like tumorous. Is that what they told her?
Yeah. We weren't sure if it had spread to like the artery or not, and that's like
I don't think so. You know, but they're able to. It's totally in the good zone because I just see her glowing with lots and lots of light. I added a lot more light, and I see a big God matrix around her now, and you did too. You can see that. I forgot. You can see. Yeah. You know, I saw somebody seeing this with me, but you're actually seeing it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so she's got this big giant glow in her now, the big God matrix. There we go. Yeah. Just keep adding that God matrix and projecting light to her, and she'll be all right.
Yeah, I've been projecting light to her since she found out. So I do my best.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. So,
yeah, the lesson I learned, so you brought up a good point. Oh, my God, that was so good, this start of the call. Bringing stuff forward, holding on to things. I was like, you know what? I was in a situation, and I was like, I just got to let it go. Just mm-hmm. drop it. And that was my lesson I learned this week. I was like, you know, and I felt 100 times better.
I had a thing that was goofy and I was doing the same thing. I caught myself doing it. And then I realized I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
I can let that go.
Yeah.
You know? And so sometimes, you know, I got this great coffee cup that I drink coffee out of sometimes in the morning. And it just says, let that S go, you know? And so we just let it go. And so sometimes that's the right answer. Let it go.
It was so easy, too. I don't know why I was doing it to myself.
It's getting easier to let things go. It really is. It's easier. It's getting easier to let things go. And so that's for sure. And so the masterclass. Oh, I got to tell you, tomorrow's the masterclass. You guys are going to tune in for the masterclass. I'll be doing it right here. And tune in at 2:00-ish. And I will be here doing the masterclass. And there's a lot of stuff that I'll go into in a more in-depth kind of way because it's very different these days. There's a lot of things that I can show you guys the tricks, you know, the little tricks of the trade, if you would, on how to get there quicker. And so we'll do that. We'll do that tomorrow. We're right here for the masterclass. So make sure you tune in to Tapping In Masterclass tomorrow, right here. And so, Dwayne, thank you for being you.
All right. Yeah,
thank you for being you. Come to a retreat. I want to see you in person. Come to a retreat.
I keep missing the retreats. I'm coming in June. I'm just gonna make hella high water.
Do it.
Call me, Dwayne. Right.
Yeah. Perfect. That's good. Yay. If you guys want to come to the spiritual retreat, you should really reserve a spot because this one will sell out. This June one always does. It always sells out. You should, simply call Michelle 702-822-0548, 702-822-0548, or you can go to GarySpivey.com or either 800-827-GARY, either one for a private reading. But Michelle, you just call Michelle 702-822-0548 and hook up for the retreat. And so that's on June. When is it, Michelle? June 20th.
June 20th. Yep. June 20, 21, 22, 23, 4 days in Troy.
Yeah.
So give me a call.
There's Raekwon and I down by the waterfall healing folks. That was crazy seeing all that, you know, and all those pictures that we took, you know, they were like, there was all this light around us and rainbows above our heads and crazy stuff. Remember? That was just, you know, people kept on snapping pictures of me and Raekwon there working with folks. And it was, all this was going on. So anyway, it's kind of great. Come and see me glow. I'll be here at the retreat glowing.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. And so Who are we talking to? What are we
Vicky,
doing?
We got Miho. Miho was there at the retreat. She can vouch. Hi, beautiful.
Hey, Miho. There was this crazy.
See her this next time, though.
Yeah, there was this crazy rainbow white light above your head. What was that like when you saw that picture of you with all that going on? What was that like when you were standing there with Raekwon and me?
Oh my God, I just can't. Anyway, I want to just say thank you very much for the offering us that incredible opportunity.
Oh, you're sweet.
Even better than the first time, first one. That was my second one, and I met so many people like Raekwon and. At the moment, of course, I didn't know that the lights and the rainbow and everything, but I did feel energy, and it's not just a positive energy. It's spiritual energy, you know? That was fantastic.
And it just takes you over and you're like somewhere and you got this thing going on. It's just a crazy healing feeling.
Exactly.
And
so,
yeah, and, well, you're a joy.
Yes. And you know, the KT people knows when we are together in a live event, it's more powerful.
Yes.
But I did feel that it's more, it's not just a huge energy, it's spiritually huge energy, and meeting those gifted people like Raekwon and many other people
just, and like you
yeah, they're just amazing. It's incredible. That's the value for the retreat, you know, the people getting together.
That's beautiful. Thank you. But I appreciate you so much. I look forward to seeing you at the next one. Okay. Yes.
Thank you very much.
See you there. I love you. That was great.
Thank you, Miho. We love you.
Yeah. I talked to KT yesterday, actually. I talked to him yesterday. He's doing good. He's doing really good.
And that's so awesome.
Yeah. And so I'm just looking at you guys. I just see all this light going through your bodies. There we are. Gail Fitzsimmons, I kept seeing you come to me this week. You were in the Earth Angel dimension. You kept on popping in.
I've been thinking about you a lot this week, sending healing energy to you. And I felt it. I had my own little Earth Angel come yesterday. I have all these trees that blew down in a storm, like lots of them. And the guy gave me the most amazing deal to take them down. I told him he was my Earth Angel.
Awesome.
Unbelievable. But yeah, I've been thinking about you tons this week.
Well, thank you, because you came to me. You kept coming to me. Everybody's like showing up anyway.
Thank you for all the healing you've been giving me.
Yeah. Well, I'm sending you lots of light now, and I see all this. You got these blue, you know, you got these blue heaven orbs that are all around you and in you. And the blue flame burns the hottest. And so I see all those in you. So there we go. Beautiful. Good. Just wanted to say hi. Love you.
Yeah, quick question. I have a friend that passed this week. She had breast cancer and was cancer-free for 9 years. And January, she started getting really sick again and passed. And she was so loved by everybody. And I just want to, I know she's been having.
She's on the other side dancing.
Okay.
Yeah, so I see her over there, and she's just dancing. Yeah. She says, tell her I'm having fun, and I'm dancing, you know. And so
everybody loved her.
Yeah, she was a hoot, right?
Yeah.
She's talking trash.
She's a dog person. That's how I know her.
Oh, nice. Well, just hear it. She looks fantastic. And so, you know, I think it's beautiful when people beat cancer. And you know, I think it's beautiful that you beat stage 4 cancer. And I, you know, you just were like, you know, you're kind of like me when I went in the hospital with COVID and they said, you're going to die. And I'm like, I'm not going to die. You know, Well, I did, but I came back. You know, I kept coming and going for a while, but anyway, I didn't stay dead. And so I think it's really a decision that you got stuff to do here. You know, you got a lot of healing to do. You got a lot of laughing to do, a lot of loving to do, and a lot of living to do. So you got a lot of living to do, and I'm glad you're here because you're my friend and I love you.
I love you so much. Thank you. I'm so grateful for all of you.
Yeah, appreciate you. Will you
Thank
hang
you
in there?
Talking to my friend, Becky. Appreciate that.
Yeah, glad to. Glad to. Anyway, you're looking good. You're looking good. She smiles. That's good. Thank you. Thank you, Gail.
So, we love you, Gail.
Yeah, I feel really light. Be a part of my Enlightenment Club, and you can join us on Wednesday for energy clearings. And then the Spiritual Masterclass is tomorrow. So the Spiritual Masterclass is tomorrow, and just join us for that. And that's 2 o'clock Eastern Time, 11 Pacific. And I really appreciate you guys. Thank you for joining us for Tamping In. Call me for a private reading, 800-827-GARY, GarySpivey.com. And thank you for all your prayers and stuff as I'm getting better with my little foot thing and leg thing. And so, and I am getting better, which is good. And I don't know. Do I have anything else to say, Dean? Is that it? Have I done it? Did I do my job?
Let me see what else you have to say. You have private readings, masterclass, and spiritual retreat. You got it all. You did it all.
Oh, good. All right. Good. I love you guys. And I'll see you real soon. I'll see you tomorrow. Join me here. I'll be right here tomorrow, 2 o'clock Eastern. Love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.